Welcome to the Noracast Tech Briefing.
We have a lot of fallout to cover today in the AI space.
We do. We're looking at the ripple effects of OpenAI's decision to cut off Cursor, which is raising serious questions about platform risk for anyone building on top of frontier models.
Plus, we're taking a closer look at the new GLM 5.3 model from ZAI, specifically the unusual strings attached to its open weight release.
Let's start with the Cursor situation. We talked yesterday about the immediate shock of OpenAI terminating its contract with Cursor. Today, we need to unpack the broader implications for developers and the startup ecosystem.
Right. Just to recap the timeline, SpaceX acquires Cursor's parent company, Anisphere, for $60 billion. And almost immediately, OpenAI responds by announcing they'll shut off Cursor's access to their models on November 12, 2026.
And they aren't waiting for the cutoff date to restrict access. They're withholding their upcoming Astra model from Cursor right now. There's no grace period for the new technology.
The reasoning OpenAI provided is the critical piece here. They didn't quietly end the partnership. They explicitly stated they cannot be confident SpaceX will use the technology within their terms of service.
They pointed directly at past contract violations by Elon Musk-owned companies. They called out Twitter, and they mentioned admissions of model distillation by xAI.
That points directly to the core issue. When you have a coding assistant like Cursor, it sends a constant stream of code and developer data back and forth. If that tool is suddenly owned by a direct competitor who is actively trying to train frontier models, you can see why OpenAI wouldn't want to pipe their best outputs into xAI's ecosystem.
It's a clear example of platform risk. Cursor built a successful product by layering a seamless developer experience over OpenAI's models, but they didn't own the underlying intelligence that powered the actual code generation.
And the moment their corporate alignment shifted, that foundation was pulled out from under them. It forces you to ask how any third-party startup can build a long-term, defensible business on a competitor's infrastructure. Exactly. If you're building a wrapper or an interface on top of a frontier model, you are at the mercy of the lab providing that model. And those labs are increasingly viewing each other as existential threats.
So what happens to the developers relying on Cursor right now? They have until November 12th before the OpenAI models go dark. That is not a lot of time to transition workflows.
Cursor supports other models, obviously. They have integration with Anthropic's Claude, and they can route to open weight models. But for developers who specifically rely on GPT-4, this is a major disruption.
And a fast one. November 12th is right around the corner.
Exactly. It also puts pressure on xAI to deliver a model that can match what OpenAI was providing, and to do it quickly. $60 billion is a steep valuation to justify if the core utility of the product takes a hit in the short term.
It is, and it's going to make venture capitalists look closely at the dependencies of the AI startups they're funding. Building on someone else's API gets you to market fast, but it becomes a serious liability when the providers start fighting. You can't assume the APIs will remain open and neutral forever.
The reference to model distillation is particularly aggressive. OpenAI is basically accusing xAI of using OpenAI's outputs to train its own models, which violates the terms of service for almost every major API.
Right. And once that trust is broken, there's no going back. It's a clear reminder that in the AI space, the infrastructure layer holds the cards.
Moving from proprietary models to open weights, Z.AI's release of GLM 5.3 is testing the boundaries of open source.
We mentioned this release yesterday, noting its cybersecurity capabilities. But the unconventional way Z.AI is distributing this model is catching the industry's attention today.
They stepped away from the standard MIT license. Instead, they're using a custom license that specifically targets the largest corporations.
Right. If you are a corporate provider with over $10 billion in revenue, you are required to undergo a security review by Z.AI before you can deploy GLM 5.3.
Which is a precise threshold. $10 billion isolates the hyperscalers and the major tech conglomerates. It doesn't affect researchers, startups, or mid-size enterprise companies.
It's a targeted restriction. And when you look at the performance jumps they achieved, you start to understand why they're being cautious.
The gains here are entirely from post-training. They used the exact same base model as GLM 5.2, but the improvements are striking. They're seeing a 50% improvement on their internal code bench.
And on Terminal Bench 3.0, it scored a 28.3. For context, the previous state-of-the-art open source score was 4.6.
Wait, seriously? From 4.6 to 28.3?
Yeah, that is a sharp increase in capability without increasing the parameter count.
It also achieved state-of-the-art on Agent's last exam. But the cybersecurity metrics likely drove that licensing decision. It hit state-of-the-art on CyberGym for vulnerability discovery.
And it more than doubled the scores of GLM 5.2 further up the exploitation chain. We're talking about automated cyber operations and exploitation capabilities available as open weights.
So you have a model that excels at finding and exploiting vulnerabilities, and Z.AI is saying, we want this out in the world, but we don't want the biggest corporate players deploying it without our oversight.
It's a tension we'll see more of. As open weight models approach the capabilities of proprietary frontier models, the traditional open source ethos of do whatever you want with this clashes with security realities.
Especially with dual use capabilities like cyber offense. Releasing a model that's great at writing Python scripts is one thing. Releasing one that excels at automated exploitation is another.
The question is whether this kind of revenue-tied licensing actually works in practice. How do you enforce a security review on a model whose weights are freely downloadable?
It's mostly a legal deterrent. If a large tech company uses the model without permission, Z.AI has grounds to sue. But it changes the calculus for corporate adoption of open weight models if they have to navigate a fragmented landscape of custom licenses.
And it sets a precedent. If other labs follow suit, we might see the end of universally open source frontier models, replaced by conditional, tiered licenses based on revenue. All right, let's hit a few more stories.
Sounds good. We have a couple updates on software development and interface design.
HTMX 4.0.0 is officially out after 8 months of development. It's a major rewrite that migrates the core networking from XML HTTP request to the native Fetch API.
It also introduces breaking changes, like requiring an inherited suffix for attribute inheritance and dropping the local storage DOM cache for history by default.
Because of those breaking changes, they're leaving the default latest tag on NPM on version 2.x until early 2027, so existing projects won't accidentally break. Version 4.0 is currently under the next tag, while version 2 gets indefinite support. Finally, Charalampos Carderas published a piece arguing that the developer preference for terminal interfaces over graphical ones isn't about TUIs being inherently better, but rather about GUIs failing to support proper keyboard navigation. He points out that frameworks like the GNOME Human Interface Guidelines explicitly state every action possible with a pointing device should be doable with a keyboard.
It's a solid reminder that a lot of modern GUI frameworks have the technical capacity for full keyboard control, but developers often neglect to implement it, forcing power users back to the terminal.
And that's going to do it for today's Noracast Tech Briefing.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates from across the tech landscape.
See you then.